Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So how would you like to take an all-inclusive vacation, keyword all, keyword inclusive, keyword vacation, they're all keywords, and get a great deal? There you go, another keyword. You can. All you have to do is go to cheapcaribbean.com/daily-boost. Having more fun than the boss said I was allowed to have, making life great. I'm the boss of me, so I get to tell myself what to do and could ignore myself if I want to, but you can too. So you're the boss of you. You decide today to have fun and go get what you want. We'll work on that together as we talk about the balance of personal power. Maybe why you feel like sometimes you lose your mojo, you get a little bit out of rhythm, out of synchronicity. There's a reason for that. We'll talk about that. Hang on for the ride, okay? It is a Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com since 2006. Cranking out this show, that's why, one of the main reasons we've done it so long every single day, the most popular downloaded self-help, personal growth, self-help, personal development podcast in the world. Nobody's been downloaded more than we have. About 49 million downloads these days. It's entirely your fault. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Now, why so many downloads? Well, it's very simple, because I know that you have things you want to do. We all do. We want to grow, right? So you maybe it's make more money or meet somebody or move somewhere. I don't know what it is. More time in your life, less stress. Everybody wants something. But if you've noticed that life tends to get in the way. So just about the time that you decide you want to do something, then it's like, okay, well, how do I undo all the stuff I used to have? And how do I take care of all this new stuff coming my way? It's a challenge. And so this show is designed to grab the challenge, pull you right through it, get you where you want to go every single day, which is why about, tens of thousands will download the show within minutes of its release every single Monday. We do have a sponsor today. I love having a sponsor because sponsors make this possible. If you have never had a very large podcast, it's impossible for you to understand. The average podcast has 141 downloads. We get millions. And it's expensive. Tech is expensive. Forget the content, the creativity, all that stuff. So thank you for hanging out with our sponsors. If you prefer not to have a sponsor, just go to MotivationToMove.com. We do have a program for you there. MotivationToMove.com. You get the show commercial free. Just go there. But for today, the wonderful people at Cheap Caribbean or our sponsor. They want to make your life a whole lot more fun. CheapCaribbean.com. They've been around forever, about 20 years. That's forever in these days. And it's in business of providing the best all-inclusive vacations. That's what they do. All-inclusive beach vacations mean you get food, you get alcohol, and non-alcoholic beverages as well, if you want that, as well as the beach and night activities. They're included when you book at CheapCaribbean.com. All-inclusive means you get more food, more drinks, more fun. We've done this, and it's fantastic. And this is important. CheapCaribbean.com has no change fees when you book at Cheap Caribbean Resorts, and they add trip protection for you so you can book with confidence. Less money, less worry, more beach. So be sure to check out either their Dreams or Secrets Resort when you book with CheapCaribbean.com. Right now, I'll save you $100 if that's okay on your next beach vacation. Just go to CheapCaribbean.com/daily-boost. Make sure you put the dash right between those two words. That's CheapCaribbean.com/daily-boost, and we'll see you at the beach. Today's going to be a fun show. Let's talk about you. Don't you like it when people talk about you? It's cool. So if you really want to have an advanced way of just making friends, go out in public today if you meet anybody, 6 feet back with your mask, and just ask questions about them. Just talk about them. Don't talk about yourself at all. I did that probably 30 years ago. I went to my first class reunion. It could be second or third. And I made a promise before I went to the class reunion. I said, I'm not going to talk about myself at all. Nobody gets to know about Scott at all. I'm going to talk about them, and that's it. And I have never stopped doing it. In fact, I do it every single day. It's a great way to make good friends all day long. So let's get to this thing about struggling to stay on track. Struggling to get what you want. Feeling like maybe you're out of balance. Personally, you're out of balance. Or like I like to say, the power that you contain within you, that the thing, that mojo that you have, that motivation you've built up, you feel out of balance. You feel like it's not working. Do you feel like that way right now, maybe? A lot of people do. I don't think it's uncommon to feel that way a little bit every single day, at least throughout the day. I don't know anybody who doesn't. I hardly know anybody who's real successful who I don't get on the phone sometimes and go, yeah, kind of had a bad hour last hour, but I'm working on it. I hear it all the time. So I just think it happens. So we have to get used to that. It's probably the first lesson to teach today. You're going to feel out of balance from time to time. Now, before I go on, let me say this. Personal power is more than just a slogan. You've heard people say that before. And it is not something that is automatically activated upon your birth. It can seem that way, but it is not. Let me say that again. It is not activated when you're born. So if you're sitting down saying, why am I not like that guy and that girl and why? You haven't flipped the switch. That's it. They flip the switch. So we're going to help you flip the switch today, but it's easier than you think. So rising into your personal power is a personal choice. If you feel like you're out of your mojo, you're out of your balance, the whole thing, like maybe the world's not going your way, it's going everybody else's way today. And listen, the past year and a half has been kind of crazy, right? It's easy to feel that way. But it is a personal choice. You get to decide to step into it. It is a decision that you make. And once you make that decision that you want to step up into who you can be, the best you can be, and to become whatever you want to be, it is immediately followed by discipline to become a complete person instead of a narrative-focused human stumbling through life, which is what most people are doing. So when you make a choice, you decide that you're going to step in, and you can do it. I've seen it again and again. In fact, most of my life for the past 20 years has been patiently waiting, sometimes for years, for somebody I'm working with, talking to, moving them down the track, if you will, for them to kind of go click. And the trick is the click. It's that millisecond in time when you go, oh my God, I got it. When you realize your power is a choice. It is a simple decision. And is that decision followed by a discipline to become a complete person who you were entirely meant to be. Not a narrowly focused human stumbling through life, chasing down little things. My wife walked in today to the bedroom. I'd said, I'm going to cleanse this week. I've had a couple of days of, we've been sampling a lot of restaurants lately. Kind of got out of the habit for about a year and a half there. Now I'm back in. She said, were you going to cleanse this week? I said, yes, I made the decision to cleanse. And she said, are you really going to do it? Because oftentimes, don't you do that? You decide to do something, then you don't. I said, yes, I've decided, and I'm going to do this. I've disciplined myself. I will do it. So I'm doing it right now. That's it, because I know it's part of feeling great nutritionally. Personal power is a power that arrives when you realize that the sum is better than the parts. You've heard that before as well. You may not know what that means. It is about your health. Yes, but not really. It's about relationships, but not really. It's about how much money you make, but not really. It's not about your spiritual beliefs, is it? Well, it is, but it isn't, but not really. Your values, your integrity is? Yes, maybe. Not really. It's not about how you treat your children, your spouse, or your friends. No, it is and it isn't, but not really. Wait a second, Scott. What are you saying? It is, it isn't, but not really. Would you just pick a spot and just define it and tell me what the hell this thing is, this thing called personal power? I think years ago, Tony Robbins defined personal power as the ability to take action. I don't disagree with that, which is a way to say I do agree with it. But I think it's broader than that, because what I've learned over time is you can get a lot if you just purely go take action. In fact, I will tell you that the number one thing that I attribute any success I have to is getting my ass off the sofa and going and doing something. Period. However, not only have I experienced it personally, but I've experienced with so many other very successful people, they get their butts off the couch, they go into pure action mode, and before you know it, there's so much crap going on in their life, they can't handle it. And what happens? When you start stirring up all this stuff, when you start feeling, oh, I do nothing but work, I do nothing but pay attention to the clients and everything else, I'm paying no attention to myself or my family, what happens? You start to stumble. You start to trip. You start to second guess yourself. You start to pull back a little bit. That's what you do. So in order to maintain peak power, you have to do exactly what you feel like you naturally should do, but you can't figure it out. Maybe sometimes because you're caught up. You master every important aspect of your life and you make it into you. So what do you like to do? Do you like to read? Do you like to work hard? You like to go to church? Like to go out with your friends? Like to go to the gym? Like to go to the beach? Like to go mountain snow hiking and skiing and stuff. Snow hiking? Is that a word? I don't edit. I go forward. Why? Oh, because life is like that. You don't get too many edits in life. Just move on, live with it. And besides, way too many podcasts are edited to the point that they don't sound real. They sound like robotics. Personal power is about mastering every aspect of your life into one thing. And what does that mean? It takes all those little itty bitty things that you love to do and don't put them off. It's okay to put them off occasionally. It's okay to say, honey, I'm going to skip dinner tonight. I got stuff to do. That's all right. But not the second night. Not only are you missing your nutrition, you're missing out on the relationship. You're breaking your word. If you're married, certainly. So it is about just accepting something. Something that most people, if you finally want to be happy and finally want to get the success you want in your life, most people will drag themselves into this room of reality and go, oh, wait a second. I'm not about just chasing one thing mindlessly. That's why I stumble and bumble. I love what I do, but God, you can only do what you love to do so often before you decide to give up when you get knocked down too many times. It is all about taking every characteristic of your life, balance them with focus, synchronicity. Your power rises and you become the person you were meant to be. And it doesn't take very long to do. In fact, I will wager to say today, I'll bet you a dollar, that if you just begin to focus on all the little pieces of your life, you say, you know what, I am going to sit down and enjoy that little cup of coffee for 10 minutes before I go out there and dig into the clients. Maybe I am going to take a little time for myself before lunchtime because I can. Maybe I will just not answer that email until after lunch. Little things add up. We talk a lot about that this week. All right, if you want the rest of the shows this week, go to motivationtomove.com. That's where they are. Commercial free, uninterrupted, straight through. This is actually an entirely different show than the one that's recorded over there. We take out all the promotion, all the stuff. It's just pure coaching content. If you like that, go check it out. Motivationtomove.com. Tomorrow's show, environmental success. Moving from one room to the other, can it change your life? You bet it can. Yes and no focus. We'll talk about saying yes to yourself on Thursday. And we get to Friday's show. Joyful, happy, successful warrior. Is that you? It will be if you pay attention on Friday. Have a great day or week, whatever it is. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.